Thank you for plugging into this Family Life News podcast, streaming issues-driven, family-focused news.
Tracy Lynn, and this is our summer-long staycation destination series. Every Friday during the Noon Report, we'll spotlight a staycation destination that's not far from home and won't break the bank. This week, we're taking you to the National Soaring Museum in Elmira, New York.
My name is Trafford Doherty. I'm the executive director of the National Soaring Museum.
So first off, how does an air glider or sailplane differ from other airplanes?
A glider and a sailplane, technically the same thing. They are a motorless aircraft in the eyes of the Federal Aviation Administration. In other words, any aircraft without an engine is a glider or a sailplane. The term sailplane came into being in about 1930 when a fellow out west was designing gliders that would stay aloft on the air currents. That's what soaring actually is, staying aloft on rising air coming up from either a ridge or rising warm air, which we call thermals, bubbling up off hot parking lots or factories or plowed fields. That air is rising in such a strong fashion, it'll actually buoy the glider up and it'll go up with it. You can go for many miles hopping from what we call thermal to thermal. They're all really technically gliders, but a sailplane is designed to soar on the air currents and remain aloft for extended periods.
Wow, and so there's no sort of battery or any kind of power used even for takeoff?
Now, normally for takeoff with a sailplane or glider, you're either towed by another airplane called a tow plane. It could be a regular Piper Super Cub, or we have here modified old crop dusters, and they literally tow the gliders up with a 200-foot rope. And you can go anywhere from 1,000 to 3,000 feet above Harris Hill. The glider releases from the rope, and then you're free to slowly glide back down, which takes about 20 minutes, or you can work some thermals and stay up for hours. But normally the fashion for getting a glider aloft today is using a tow plane. You can, in some instances, actually use a car. Or there's also a thing called a winch, which reels in cable, like a big fishing reel, and that'll get a glider up to it.
What unique experience, Trafford, will visitors get when visiting the National Soaring Museum?
Well, they get up close and personal with the gliders. You see how they go together and all this sort of thing, and there's lots of things to read and see in the museum. And a few other things, too, I threw in just for interest, things like dollhouses and things of that nature, which are interesting for people generally. But we basically are about sailplanes and gliding here, and we have a large collection. You know, we're 30 gliders on display in this museum.
And the crafts are not only from the United States, right?
No, we have a number of sailplanes here from Germany. The sport of soaring really originated in Germany. In 1919, the Treaty of Versailles forbid the German people from having powered aircraft. Of course, during World War I, they led the world in the technology in airplanes and the fighter planes and bombers and things. So they started developing sailplanes and gliding as a sport, and they really went to town on it. I should say one thing, however. The first soaring flight ever made in the world was done here in 1911 by Orville Wright. That year, he came back to Kitty Hawk and took a modified biplane, did some changes, brought it back as a glider. He wanted to see if he could actually stay aloft on the rising wind coming up the slope at Kitty Hawk, where they experimented before, you know, the first flight in 1903. And he was able to stay up for almost 10 minutes. That was the first soaring flight in the world.
We're visiting the National Soaring Museum in Elmira, New York.
Our purpose is to educate the public about soaring, what soaring actually is, and also the history of it in this area. Elmira is considered the soaring capital of the United States, and that's because in 1930 it was selected as the official contest site by the then National Glider Association, the NGA. And the first National Soaring Contest was held here in September of 1930. These flight sites, and there were several of them around this area, were selected because the topography of the land, there are ridges facing any direction of the compass, so no matter if there's wind blowing from any direction, there's a ridge around Elmira somewhere where folks can ridge soar, you know, on the up-thrusting wind coming along. Now, in 1934, the county purchased and acquired the land that was to become Harris Hill, kind of in the middle of the area, and created an 1,800-foot long runway here. So all of a sudden, you could do car tows and winch tows, and later on, airplane tows. So this instantly became the preferred site from all the others because it's so more flexible.
Trafford, does the Soaring Museum have any special events on tap for this summer?
We do, as a matter of fact. We have the International Vintage Sailplane Meet, July 10th through July 17th. It's a week long. And these guys fly these sailplanes. The weather's nice. We'll be flying every day. If you watch a contest, they take off and they disappear for several hours. With the vintage sailplane meet, you get to watch these old-fashioned gliders from the 1930s up to probably the 70s. They take off and fly around and land again, so it's a great spectator sport.
Excellent. And what does it cost to come and enjoy the Soaring Museum in Elmira?
$9 for an adult, $8 for a senior. That's 60 and older. And youth ages 7 through 18, $5, and 6 and under are free. We have a family rate of $25 for two adults and two youth-age children or more. So we keep it affordable.
And where can people go to learn more?
We have our website, soaringmuseum.org.
We hope you've enjoyed coming along on our staycation destination. You can hear all the podcasts online. Join us next week as we visit a new spot in Pennsylvania.